When he woke to great glory, he wanted even more. Mid-morning on Wednesday, November 4th, 1964, Lyndon Baines Johnson arose from his bed in the familiar surroundings of the LBJ Ranch. He had been president for 11 months. In that time, he had made frequent trips from Washington back to his home in the Texas Hill Country. The ranch offered familiar comforts he could not find in the White House. The live oaks that lined the verdant banks of the Pedernales River, the sprawling hill country vistas, and his herd of prized cattle that, as his Texas forebears had done, he would corral from on top of a horse. And this particular trip home brought the greatest pleasure of all, a chance to vote for himself as President of the United States. It was a pleasure he had not known before. He had assumed the presidency on November 22, 1963, in an awful, frenzied moment, his Secret Service agent's knee in his back, his face pressed to the floor of a limousine speeding through the Dallas streets. It was surely the most ignominious ascent in the history of the office. After Kennedy's death, Johnson would later recall, the American people were like a bunch of cattle caught in the swamp. He came from a line of ranchers. He knew what he had to do. There is but one way to get the cattle out of the swamp, he said, and that is for the man on the horse to take the lead. He had led by example, executing his office with force and resolve and such unstoppable energy that no one would ever doubt that he was the president. But all along, he knew the difference. He had never won the presidency. Until now. The previous day, election day, he had risen with the sun. With his wife, Lady Bird, he was third in line at the polling booth in Johnson City, Texas, casting a ballot for himself and his running mate, Hubert Humphrey. He'd spent the rest of the day nervously quizzing aides for any and all news from the various states. Then, just before 7 o'clock that night, NBC News called it. It would be a Johnson victory over the Republican candidate, Barry Goldwater. The margin, the network predicted, would be astounding, something greater than 20%. Johnson did not yet know the exact tally, which would turn out to be 43,129,566 votes, 61% of the American electorate. And he had not yet heard all the columnists and commentators proclaiming the start of a long liberal era to come. But he knew the most important thing. He had won the White House with the largest portion of the popular vote of any president in American history. A landslide. For a man like Lyndon Johnson, a man who had lived and breathed politics since childhood, a man whose greatest ambition was to earn approval from millions of people he would never meet, there was no greater triumph. Years later, he would recall the sensation. For the first time in all my life, I truly felt loved by the American people. He spent that night toasting the returns with family, friends, and supporters at Austin's Driscoll Hotel. As Tuesday night turned to Wednesday morning, he lingered with the well-wishers, drinking in their praise. When at last he closed his eyes back home at the ranch, it was nearly dawn. Yet he woke up only a few hours later that Wednesday morning, still unsatisfied. Through the night, he had nursed his private resentments. Goldwater, or that son of a bitch, as Johnson referred to him that day, had never called to concede. Somehow it was fitting that the Arizona senator would bungle the most important custom in American democracy. He had bungled every other rule of modern presidential campaigns. He hadn't shown any interest in moderating his hardline conservative stances after securing his party's nomination. He hadn't spent the fall campaign trying to win the favor of the voters in the American middle, the ones who decided elections. He hadn't shown much interest in winning the favor of any voters at all. And at the end, when it was clear to everyone that he was finished, he hadn't picked up the phone to call Johnson. As the hour grew late on election day, long after it became obvious that the Goldwater campaign was over, the candidate's staff sent word that he was analyzing results and would have no further comment that night. In truth, he had simply gone to bed.